I want to tell you just a little bit about my experience with this company. I was in the trial studies for the drug that is currently called Hetlioz, and I had a terrible time. I am much better now than I was, though I would have to say that I'm not, you know, on top, completely on top of it, but boy, the difference between today and 4 or 5 years ago is tremendous. When you find yourself unable to stay awake in the day because you either couldn't get to sleep last night at all, or you took so long to get to sleep, or you got to sleep and then woke up and you ended up staying awake the rest of the night, and you start a sentence and you can't think of what the beginning was because you're supposed to be finishing it, but you fell asleep. I'm sorry, guys. Thanks. There's a level of embarrassment that's unbelievable. Or when you're walking down a flight of stairs and you fall asleep and you realize that you're falling because you just couldn't stay awake. These are particularly scary things that can happen to you because you couldn't stay awake. And that seriousness has not happened to me for about, I think it's 4 years since I've been, I was in the trials and then moved over to Hetlioz. And this company is so aware of the product and the trials that blind people are facing. They are assisting us in every possible way, even financially, to have the opportunity to get the medication, which is now called Hetlioz. And I am so happy to have them with us. I cannot tell you. The gentleman who is with us today and who was staffing the table yesterday is the gentleman that I'm going to be introducing. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you, from Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Larry Weiss.
Thank you, Randy.
So I can't thank you enough. You know, Benjamin Franklin once said, teach me, tell me and I, what did he say? I'm trying to remember now. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I forget. Tell me and I remember. Involve me and I'll learn. And being involved with the NFB is really becoming a very rewarding experience for me. I'm learning a lot. I really am. And I hope what I can do now is just bring a little bit of awareness to the group about non-24 and its impact, its severity, and its prevalence in persons that are totally blind or vision impaired. I would love to give this talk myself because, and I may actually do this for those of you who are interested afterwards, you can see me one-on-one and we can have a dialogue about it and I can answer questions for you afterwards, but because of HIPAA guidelines, I can't address certain things. So as much as I would like to speak and I could never do a better job than Father John Sheehan, but I can make an attempt at it. Okay. I what I need to do now is call and have my science person just give you a brief overview, and we can cut him off whenever we want. Okay. But it's an overview, and then afterwards you'll have the opportunity to give me more information if you're interested in getting more information and resources about non-24. I'll be outside and I'll be here tonight at the banquet as well. So let me dial this number and get Ahmad Ali. He did his research fellowship at Harvard. He's studying clinical, he's studying circadian rhythm disorders now with Vanda. So let's see if this works. Yeah, I got him. Hello?
Yes.
All right, you're on the jam box. Yeah, everybody can hear you. So I've introduced you, Ahmad. Can everybody hear?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Larry, have you already done the brief introduction?
Yes.
All right, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. As Larry mentioned, I'm the medical science liaison for the Northeast with Denna Pharmaceuticals, and I'm glad to have this opportunity to speak with you again. I was there yesterday, and we had a nice exchange, and some questions came up. And since we have a limited amount of time, my goal here is to clarify some of the questions that people may have in mind with respect to non-24 sleep-wake disorder. And we will not have time for questions and answers. However, I can tell you that Larry, who is in the room, has my contact information. And any additional questions can be channeled to me through him, and he has the appropriate forms to gather information about those who may be interested in seeking further information. So one question that comes up is whether or not non-24 sleep-wake disorder can happen in people who are not totally blind. Because the original studies were done in individuals who were totally blind with no perception of light, we have plenty of information in that population, and we know that approximately 7 out of 10 people who have total blindness with no perception of light are estimated to have non-24 sleep-wake disorder, so 7 out of 10. However, we have found out that people who have a decrease in their vision, decrease in their ability to see, or a progressive disease that they may have of the eyes, can also have non-24 sleep-wake disorder. So non-24 has recently been diagnosed in fully sighted people also. So the question is, then how does it occur? You know, we know that when a person is totally blind and they have no perception of light, they lack the ability to adjust their clock with light, and they are very similar to a sighted person placed in total darkness with no exposure to light, and then as a consequence the person begins to rely on the internal biological clock, and that internal biological clock is autonomous. It runs on its own just like the heart beats on its own. But the clock is out of sync with the outside world. So the day and night of the earth are running at their own pace, and the internal biological clock of the body is running at its own pace, running a little bit longer than the earth's day and night. And as a consequence, the two clocks are off, you know, with respect to each other. And so that is the basis for non-24 sleep-wake disorder, and it was studied in sighted individuals, and by putting them in total darkness, and then it was found out that the mechanism is the same when it comes to people who have blindness, because they are not able to reset their clock every day with the light. It's with sunlight. Quite like the person who is sighted and is in total darkness. However, we have also learned that people who have progressive loss of vision can also have non-24, even though they may not be totally blind. And how that is believed to happen is that we have specialized cells in the retina, which are responsible for formation of image, you know, the way we see things. And then we also have specialized cells also in the retina, which are responsible for conveying that light signal message to the internal body clock. So when you think about that, if anything happens to those cells in the retina that are responsible for conveying that message, that these cells are not functional, they are not enough to effectively communicate that message of light to the master body clock in the brain, then a person can have non-24, even though they may just have impaired vision and not total blindness. So that's one point that I want to clarify, that non-24 has been seen in people who may not be totally blind, but may be having an impaired vision. Those in the group here interested in seeking further information can reach out to Larry, and he has the appropriate the forms for you to share your information, and somebody from the Vanda team will reach out to you in order to provide you additional information. So non-24, as we all know, is, and then since I went through this yesterday, I'm going to be very brief, and we are very happy to provide you additional information if you're interested. But non-24, it's a circadian rhythm disorder. It is different from other sleep disorders. So if someone has sleep apnea, the causes for sleep apnea are different from a non-24, which happens to be circadian rhythm disorder. So someone having blindness and sleep apnea can also have non-24. And the problem, the reason for the sleep problems may not be exclusively because of sleep apnea. They can also have, if a person can have insomnia. Insomnia is different from non-24. And so when you have sleep problems concurrent with sight problems, then it is advised that you speak with your doctor about your symptoms. And the classical symptoms of non-24 are difficulty falling asleep at night, difficulty staying asleep. Once you wake up, then you can't fall asleep again quickly. And then you're sleepy during the day, and that is associated with fatigue and difficulty to concentrate. And you know, yesterday in the group there were at least a couple of individuals who believed that they had non-24, and perhaps more. Maybe there were three people in the group who had symptoms of non-24. They believed that they had non-24. The presentation of non-24 is very different from other your sleep disorders. So when you talk to your doctor, they are going to see if there is the sleep problems may be associated with psychiatric illness, or is it insomnia, is it sleep apnea, and then with appropriate questioning and looking at the details, they can decide whether or not this is non-24. However, it's important to know that whenever there is impairment of vision or blindness, the chances that one may have non-24 are significantly higher. And so that's a discussion that you can have with your doctor. Is there a predisposition to a certain age, or a certain gender? No. It is really a phenomenon associated with impairment of vision or loss of vision, loss of sight. And basically, a person may be fine up until their 30s or 40s or 50s, and if for any reason, whether it's diabetic retinopathy or any kind of injury to the eyes, if they lose their sight, then they begin to have sleep problems associated with non-24 sleep wake disorder. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of points. Larry is there. He will take all your information, and I will be more than happy to clarify any further points that you may need clarification on. And I thank you very much for this opportunity. I know the time is limited, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to speak with you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ahmad. So that was a quick overview, but as I said, I'm around here. I can answer any questions in probably a more face-to-face manner. It's a lot easier. Again, thank you so much for allowing us to partner with you. Outside, I have copies of this, which is an audio brochure. It's in print and braille about 924. What else? And these are the sheets the information sheets that I would need if you wanted to speak to a health educator about resources and other questions. So thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm all done.